Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer. Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We're just going to go a little bit different on today. Amen. We just give God praise and glory and honor for you. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate, amen, that you joined in with us today. We just want to be encouraged in the Lord. We want to go to God in prayer. We know that God, He looks for His people to call to Him. Amen. To call to Him. In spirit and in truth, praise His name. So amen. So as we read over in the scriptures, amen, over and over again, we'll see that we are being exhorted, we are being encouraged to pray. And in John 14:13-14, it says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." That's the Lord Jesus speaking to us. And so we know God, and we know that if you don't know God, I hope you get to know Him, that if you call on Him in spirit and truth, you call on Him to forgive your sins, He forgives them. You call on Him, amen, to cleanse your unrighteousness, He cleanses us. He purifies our hearts. He makes us right with Him. We have a right standing because of His Son, Jesus Christ, whom we believe in. And so we just give God praise, and we give Him the glory and the honor for today. Amen. So let us go to God in prayer, and we'll end out in praise this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give You praise. God, we give You glory and honor. Truly, You are an amazing God. There is none like You, oh, Father God. Thank You so much for being God over all, being God over all our lives, Father God, in we can call on You. We call on You in spirit and in truth. We call on You right now in the name of Jesus. We call on You, Father God, to send laborers into the harvest. You said not 4 more months, but right now the harvest is plentiful and ripe. So I'm asking You, Lord of the harvest, send forth the workers, God, men, women, children, and youth, Father God, into the places where God, men and children and families will hear the gospel and respond. God, we thank You for already that You have Your missionaries, You have Your people, You have Your children, God, planting seeds and watering seeds. So we lift up Gospel of Asia Ministries. We lift up Grace Point Ministries. We lift up ministries and missionaries all over the world, Father God, as they're doing a great work for the kingdom. God, as they're doing a work to glorify You and to give You praise and glory. God, we know it's Your will for no one to perish and all to come to repentance. So, God, we thank You right now for bringing the souls born again into Your kingdom, born baptized with the water to repentance and Your Holy Spirit and fire. God, we thank You for our children and youth, Father God, as You leading them out of darkness. And God, You said even a little child should lead them. Little children, God, leading their parents and grandparents and family members. And God, and those who teach them and where they go to school, Lord God, and wherever they may have an opportunity, their children or even, God, leading others to Christ. God, You want us to have faith as a little child. You want us to believe and have a childlike faith and glorify You. God, we depend on You. We call to You, and You hear us, and You answer us mightily. You are a God of miracles, and we expect miracles. We expect miracles of salvation. We expect miracles of revival spread out all over our country, United States, and all over the world. God, we lift up our leadership, President Barack Obama and Michelle and those who are in the White House and those who are in Washington, D.C., and God, over our states, the governors and mayors and council, city councils, and God, we thank You, and commissioners. God, we just pray and lift them up to You, Father God. We know You place them in these opportunities of service and work, Father God. So we pray that they will have hearts turned toward You, and they will remember the fatherless, the orphans, and the widows, and do right by them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for Jerusalem, the peace of Israel, the peace of Jerusalem, all of Israel to be saved. And God, we glorify you that you will rejoice over them with singing. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. God, we just ask you to remember those who need your healing virtue over their bodies right now. God, you heal mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. God, you heal cancer, diabetes, heart disease. God, you heal any type of ache or pain. God, you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. And by the wounds of Jesus, we are healed. Oh, God, and by the wounds of Jesus, we are set free. God, you set the captives free from bondage. Oh, God, and infirmities and sickness and disease. Oh, God, you heal our diseases. Heal us, Lord God, and we shall be healed. You save us, and we shall be saved. For you are our praise, Lord God Almighty. Father, I just worship you. I just thank you. I praise you. God, thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous. You said they availeth much. And God, we truly believe that. God, we truly stand on your word today, that our prayers are not in vain. Oh, God, our labor is not in vain. Because, oh, God, we work for you, our God, who, amen, who remembers our faith and rewards us for diligently seeking you. Oh, God, I just bless your holy name on today. How mighty you are, God. God, those who are listening, who have prayer requests, and God, who are in distress, and God, who are just, God, it seems like, Father God, that their prayers are not able to be verbalized, but God, you hear their hearts. You hear their hearts. You hear their minds. And God, you are intervening in their situation. We thank you, God, that you're saving loved ones. You're saving them out of distress. And, oh, God, we thank you that you fight our battles. We just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, how you fight the battles, how you win, oh, God, for us. And, God, I thank you, Lord God. You move the enemy out the way. You bind them up and cast them out in the name of Jesus. God, we are victorious. And you said to the ones who are victorious and to the ones who are overcomers that we will receive the crown of life. Hallelujah, the crown of life. And so many more promises that you've given your people as we overcome this world. God, I thank you for wisdom, that you give us wisdom. Hallelujah, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You give us guidance, knowledge, and understanding. I thank you that this power in the name of Jesus, you'll break every chain, break in every chain, that there is power. Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. And that power, hallelujah, that we bless you. We thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory. God, we thank you, oh, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides provision, God, for every need, exceedingly abundant above all we can ask or think. Oh, Lord God, you are providing, amen, supernaturally providing, God, supplies unto your children as the need arises. We approach your throne of grace and mercy. We thank you. You receive our prayers as a sweet-smelling incense unto your nostrils, O Lord God. Hallelujah, as they come up before you. Hallelujah, you hear and answer mightily, God. We call out, we cry out unto you. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God, our peace. God, we need the peace, peace of mind. We are in distressful times. And let the believers of Christ have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us have a peace, O God, that others will admire and want to desire and to know what is that hope, what is that peace that you have. How do I, amen, receive it? We know, God, that is that peace that if we keep our mind stayed on you, you would keep us in perfect peace. O Lord God, we bless your holy name. You are mighty. You are great. Amen. Hallelujah. You are El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. Oh, bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you lead your people. Amen. You lead your people into peaceful times. But in this world, we'll have trouble, but peace within our hearts and our minds. Peace, God, that we don't let the outside circumstances God, take away our joy, God, because the joy of the Lord, Father God, it is our strength, and we need your strength. We need your energy. We need your might, oh God, to triumph, to be victorious. And, God, we call to you in this time. We call to you in this moment, God, that we are living in. God, that you give your people discernment, that we have true discernment about going forward, true discernment about, amen, how we ought to proceed daily in our life. And, God, we bless you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God. Amen, and God the glory, and we give God the praise. Amen. God said to us through Jesus Christ, said, we can ask anything in the name of Jesus, and he will do it. And truly we have that faith. Truly we have that belief, amen, that God is doing a great work. And our prayers are not in vain. Your prayers are not in vain. And so I bless God for you. Have an awesome rest of your day. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. We have some biblical encouragement from the Lord. To him be the praise. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen. Praise his name.